We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to go inside the mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for Five for Freeman. Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're with you till 10 o'clock today. Bill Michaels takes over at the State Fair. Big Show will be out there as well. Paul Charchian on the Bill Michaels Show today to get you some fantasy football draft advice. The only draft advice you need is to get involved and join us at Milwaukee's largest fantasy draft party. It is coming up on Monday, August 29th. Everybody in your league, you get the table. Mm-hmm. There's the Wi-Fi, the draft board, whatever. It's all there, everything you need. But then you also all get a $25 match play. You get T-shirts, there's Green Bay memorabilia, raffle tickets for prizes such as a 40-inch flat-screen TV, a league lunch for the Green Bay player during the season. You get all that. April Rose, a Maxim model, is going to be there. Nick Collins, the Green Bay Hall of Famer, will be there and will sit with you and answer your questions. Meet and greet. Tim, Rami, Sparky, myself will be there on hand for free advice. Now, all of that is $25. Not $25 per person, $25 per league. I've got fantasy leagues. They spend $100 on the website.
Yeah.
$25 per league. Check it out, 1057fmthefan.com.
Trying to figure out where I'm going to golf in the Milwaukee area today.
Okay, well.
Well, you know what? I got to think it's me, Shannon, my girlfriend, her dad. You want to come? You.
I do, but I can't.
Can't, okay.
I got the cream puff eating contest at 11 at the State Fair.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to go to Miller Park today.
Trying to figure out where I'm going to golf in the Milwaukee area today.
Well, chew on that for a while.
I am. I'm trying to figure that out. I've had a couple of days to think about it, and I haven't come up with a spot yet.
Where's her dad from?
Well, she's from Whitefish Bay.
Oh, right. So yeah. He lives around here.
Whitefish Bay.
So you tune in every day?
No. I don't think they've ever tuned in.
What?
I don't think the...
In-laws are easy listeners.
In-laws listen. Yes, they don't think they know.
In-laws are easy I don't think listeners.
They do. I don't think they do.
Chuck.
Yeah, they don't. I don't know. They're a sports family. I don't think they tune in.
What?
I don't think so.
Well, all right. Well, you have to have a good,
she
hard,
does.
Long tail. I know she does.
She does, but no.
You got to get Papa Shannon to tune in.
No, if he... No. Oh, he's retired. He golfs, and I don't think he listens to our show.
Paul Charchian at 12:35, by the way, on the Bill Michaels Show.
He probably sees enough of me that he doesn't want to hear me for 4 hours on the radio.
The Big Show will have Vin Baker at 2:35. All right, Chuck, I teased this question. I'm going to deliver. If the Packers were a person, what would you get them on their 97th birthday?
You're really going to ask me this?
I'm asking you. We're going to beat everyone else to the punch.
If the Packers were a person.
If the Packers were a person, what would you get them for their birthday?
I'd get them their own bank.
Oh, this is such a troll question.
I'd get them their own bank.
Okay.
They've already not knocked down one of the banks in their area.
Their own bank.
Everything is in that area has been eliminated.
I like their idea.
Except one bank.
I think they're
going to take over that bank.
Our idea the other day of putting tolls into Packerland, Murphy World, where you have to buy your own Packer currency, and they're at a higher exchange rate.
There
than
is.
The U.S. dollar.
And they're all going to have Murphy's face on them.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yes. Pretty soon there will be tolls on Oneida. On Oneida Street?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. On Lombardi? You better believe it. There'll be tolls coming their way next.
And you put the money into the tin and it funnels right down to 1265.
Yes, it does. And right
funnels
into their
right
own
through.
Bank. I'd get in their own bank.
All right, Chuck. Another question for you. Question two. You're coming after me about
Fond du Lac.
Oh, they
are Packer checking, I guess, out there already.
Give me three things about Fond du Lac that make it so great.
Three things about Fond du Lac.
Now, this is from where I'm from. Chuck lives in Lamira.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically in a suburb of Fond du Lac.
Three things that make it great.
Yeah. And you say I always rip on Fond du Lac, okay. Which I don't.
Now, if I say the people, because I like the people in Fond du Lac.
I have a love-hate with Fond du Lac.
See, I don't have any hate towards Fond du Lac whatsoever. I like the people in Fond du Lac.
Oh, I do.
I do. I really do. I think as a guy who was from the outside looking at people there were, when I moved up that area in 96.
All right.
Very nice. So I think the people. I think the people up there. I mean, that's an easy answer.
Always.
I'll be honest. If I didn't, I think they're much nicer than they are on the Myra. People are following.
That's a given.
Okay. So Fond du Lac, the people, I would say. I like the Mexican restaurant Sombreros there.
Okay.
All right. And I will also say, what else do I like about Fond du Lac?
On Twitter wants to know if you're a Gillies nut.
You know, I rarely go there. I almost went there last night. Did not go. I got some gift certificates I got to use from their place. And I like, I love Legendary Fruit Field. We drove by there last night. I mean, that's one of the oldest football, high school football stadiums in Wisconsin.
It's got an obnoxious crown to it.
It's awesome. On a Friday night there for a high school football game, Fruit Field. I'm not comparing it to Lambeau, but out of high school football on a Friday night, Fruit Field is a cool place to be.
With Joe Harmson kicking 30-yarders.
Are you name dropping now?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's get some real questions here. All right, the Packers receiving core. Jeff Janis, will he make the team? Randall Cobb, how will he perform? Jordy Nelson, will he return? Jared Cook, how will he fit in? Give me which receiver will lead the team in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. Doesn't have to be the same guy.
It could be a tight end, too.
So no? Who leads in receptions? Who leads in yards? Who leads in touchdowns?
I think Randall Cobb will lead in receptions.
Okay.
Touchdowns? I'm going to say Jared Cook.
I like that answer. The big red zone threat, the Bubba zone, yes. Becomes the Jared zone.
I think it's going to come. He's going to be the guy.
I like it.
A little worried about the injuries, but okay. I'll say he's going to lead the touchdowns and yardage, Randall Cobb.
So a big year from Cobb.
I think Cobb, he had a disappointing season, I think, last year by the standards I set for him. I think Randall Cobb is going to lead the team receptions, yardage, and then Cook's going to lead in touchdowns.
Chuck, if the USA men's basketball team and the Australian men's basketball team played 10 times... Mm-hmm. How many times would Australia beat the USA? They led at halftime yesterday by 5 and only lost by 10. Could Matthew Dellavedova lead the Aussie Boomers to a victory if they played 10 times?
I think so. I really do. Because in one of those games, Team USA is going to mail it in and just think that they're just so good that they can beat. And I see that. I see that complacency from time to time with those guys. And I've seen it over the years, and they've gotten by because they play inferior competition. But I think Australia can beat them one or two times. Team USA is way more talented. And the only reason why I say that is because Team USA, I really wonder about their team to win, especially a team that's led by Carmelo Anthony.
Well, I think with that sort of talent, you go on the court.
Yep.
You look around. Let's say you're DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
You look to your left, there's DeMarcus Cousins. Mm-hmm. You look to your right, there's Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You look across the bench, there's Draymond Green and Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the best players in the league.
They are.
And it's a good team because of it. But if you have a team like Australia, they want it more. Every team is going to want it more than the United States. That's just human nature. That's a fact. And you have 4 NBA champions on that team. You have Matthew Dellavedova, who, like Carmelo Anthony, is better in the Olympics than he is in the pros.
But not an all-star.
And the way that Deli and Bogut work together, that pick-and-roll game, the moving screens, perfect for international play.
Now, again, United States, much more talented, but I really think I'm worried about them letting their guard down in one of these games. And the longer an Australia stays with them in a game and they take it to a fourth quarter and they may have a lead, the better the chances get for that inferior team. Because then all of a sudden USA is realizing, uh-oh, they're in for a battle here. And before you know it, it's too late and they can't hit a shot and Australia wins by 3 or someone like that. I think I mean, just I really think Team USA, as good as they are, they just can't roll the ball out and win a game.
They could face each other again come the gold medal game.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, here's...
Australia might win that game.
I just said 10 games. You think in one game, you think in a rematch, Australia can win.
I think Australia can beat... In 10 times, I think Australia's got a shot. Yeah.
Chuck, between Jason Kidd, Greg Gard, Mike McCarthy, Craig Counsell, and Paul Crist, mm-hmm. who will have their job the longest? Not like tenure. Obviously, yeah. McCarthy's been here 10 years. Mm-hmm. But who of those guys will stay in their current position the longest,
Craig
starting
Counsell.
Now?
Craig Counsell.
Over Paul Crist.
Yes.
Who seems to be a lifer.
Mm-hmm.
Crist could coach there for 20 years.
Okay.
Greg Gard could coach there for 20 years.
And I'm going to go another way here. I'm going to say what one of those coaches will have their job.
Who's out first?
Least who's out first?
I'd put that down between McCarthy and Kidd.
I'd put that down between
McCarthy could be here forever.
Well, I don't think so. I think McCarthy eventually someday will be coaching at another place.
The Houston Texans.
Now, we thought Mike Holmgren was going to be here forever. Okay, and Mike Holmgren had visions of being a general manager, and I think McCarthy doesn't have that. He likes being a coach. But I'm telling you, if he has a few more failures, I really believe those board of directors there are going to put the heat on Murphy. Now, again, I don't think that Mac is a bad coach, but come on. Let's get her done in the postseason again. You have no excuses this year. So the first one out, I think, would be McCarthy. Second, Jason Kidd. And I think with Jason, that would be either bumping up to the front office or another NBA job somewhere.
All right.
Third, you know what I think the third would be? Close, in Wisconsin, in Madison.
Gard?
Our guard, yeah. Close was his assistant that just left, yeah. Gard, Greg Gard, yeah. I was thinking Gary Close,
and
the assistant.
And then Crist? Yeah. And you think Council's going to outlast both
so.
Badger coaches?
I think Council's cemented there for a while.
Would that be like a Bobby Cox-like run if Council were to outlast Gard and Crist?
I think Council was going to be there for a while.
I think he will too, but I don't think he'll be there for 15, 20 years.
Well, you think Crist is going to last 15 to 20 years?
Between Crist and Gard, one of those,
hey.
You could have a kid right now. You and Shannon could have a kid. And either Gard or Crist, they might both try to recruit them in 16 years.
Well, it could happen, but Gard's got to keep it going. We'll see how the recruiting works. Crist, too, okay?
Wow.
You know, Crist is... The standards are set pretty high.
Wow.
The standards are set pretty high for that football program.
Notice, listening audience,
yeah?
That Chuck did not deny the part about could have a kid. Notice that Chuck did not even... try to defend that claim.
I blew that one over.
Wow.
I pretended you didn't even say that.
Wow.
What
a takeaway.
No, I didn't.
Sometimes there's answers between the answers. Wow.
You are reading too much into it, as we always say.
Wow.
Now, I think Paul Crist and Gard. Yeah, I call him Gary Close. Greg Gard.
Interesting.
Greg Gard. They got some high standards to live up to.
Chuck, one more for you. When we come back, we'll get your answer. Should the Brewers go and get Carlos Gomez? We talked about it a little earlier. We'll get your answer when we come back. Should the Brewers go and get Carlos Gomez? 414-799-1250. You can chime in as well. It's Chuck and Winkler. Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, everybody. Chuck Freeman here for Mattress Firm. I'll tell you what, got a great night's sleep, and I do every night for the folks over at Mattress Firm, and you can too with their Sleep Happy Summer Sale going on right now. Now through Sunday, get cool summer savings up to $300 to the best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. Queen Mattress sets for as low as $179.99, and how about this financing through Sunday? No interest financing for 5 years. 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms subject to credit approval. Your best night's sleep is from Tempur-Pedic, available only at Mattress Firm. And if you don't have an adjustable base, you need to get over there and check out their adjustable base. I have one. Absolutely love it. You got to experience it. Go in there, ask one of their salespeople there in the storeroom. Say, hey, I want to see what that adjustable base that Freeman's talking about. They'll give you the remote control. You could adjust it any way you like. And, you know, if you want to read in bed, watch TV, work on your laptop, whatever, you can do it in total comfort with that adjustable base. Check it out right now. And they got the sale going on, the Sleep Happy Summer Sale, on through Sunday. They want you to sleep happy. They want to save you some money. Check it out this weekend at Mattress Firm.
It's for better. Had the opportunity to be special and make the playoffs, help the Houston Astros to win a lot of games. This is my goal right now. And the only I can say, thank you to the Brewers for everything, the fans, you guys, and God bless you all.
That was a year ago. It's Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman. Carlos Gomez traded to the Astros along with Mike Fiers. Brewers getting back Domingo Santana, Brett Phillips, Josh Hader, Adrian Hauser. At the time, it looked like the Brewers won that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, Mike Fiers threw a no-hitter, and Carlos Gomez has struggled mightily and has now been designated for assignment from the Astros. They have 10 days from yesterday to trade or release Gomez if he clears waivers. In 85 games this season, Gomez hit .210 with 5 homers and 29 RBI. His on-base percentage, .272. He was a 2-time All-Star in Milwaukee. Failed to find the same success with Houston. 414-799-1250. Would you want Carlos Gomez back?
So in other words, you're asking me, do I want a .210 hitter on a team that's 14 games below the .500 mark, going nowhere? He's 30 years old. What good does Carlos Gomez do me for my rebuild projects? Now, on the other hand, Gomez is not this bad. He's not as bad. He's one of the worst regular players in baseball right now. I mean, those numbers are just terrible. He's just having a pathetic year. I like the fact that he took ownership of it, thanked the organization in Houston, said, my bad. I had a horrible season. You know, I feel horrible that the Astros gave up so much for me, and I came here and failed. I mean, he could tell. There's some sincerity there. And I love the way he handled it. But he will end up, I think, with a contender because Carlos is not this bad. He is not this bad. I know he's not. He's got 2-time All-Star. He's got a lot of ability. He's either got some injury, that hip has got to be bothering him, or something. But the Astros, he says he's 100% healthy. His agent says he's 100% healthy. Scott Boras.
Well, sure.
I don't know what's
Boras
going on
was
there.
Saying Prince Fielder is 100% healthy on Monday.
Yeah. But
nope, retired.
No, he's I don't know. So I don't know what's going on with Gomez, but whatever it is, I think when he gets to his new team, he'll be, if he's healthy, okay, like according to his agent Boras, he will not be a .210 hitter. He enjoyed his time in Houston. He liked the teammates there. But unfortunately, he was terrible.
Let's go to Mike in Bayview, 414-799-1250.
Did you ever go to that workplace where you didn't feel you got the best out of yourself?
Yeah.
You know, you just didn't feel you got the best out of yourself and then perform your best?
Right.
I worked at a place.
My first job, TV.
I worked at a place for 1 year. Back in the 2000s, and I did not enjoy it. I'm not going to say the place. It was not Milwaukee, but I did not enjoy it. From the very first day, I thought, you know what, this is not a good fit. And I was out of there in a year. And, you know, thank goodness here. And now this is a wonderful spot. But, yeah, at a previous stop, I did not like the place I was at, and I performed horribly, and I didn't like coming to work and all that, and it was a bad place to go. I don't think management really gave a damn about it.
You think that was what Carlos was in Houston?
I think he liked – I think it just was not a good fit. He went there, and he didn't – for whatever reason, and that's – this. You know, I can relate to that. Whatever reason, it just didn't happen for him. I've been there before, and I think that's what happened with Carlos in Houston. It just wasn't – meant to be for him there. He's not a .210 hitter. Get him in a different spot, and he needs a fresh start.
Mike in Bayview, 414-799-1250. Carlos Gomez, yay or nay?
I flip-flopped. I started to say if we could get him cheap for the rest of the season, but then I thought it over. I don't think he would be a good fit anymore, and as Chuck said, he's probably got some kind of injury. And I think if him and VR got too close, those guys would go back to running the bases like nuts. That's just my thought. He does give it his all, and I agree. Houston was a bad fit for him, and I think a change would help him, but I don't think we want him. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you.
Is Carlos going to come here and give VR base running lessons?
Well, and you look at that. Like, why would you bring Carlos Gomez back? That's You see the news.
Yeah.
Everyone did it at first. You at least have the thought in your mind. You at least have the thought in your mind.
Of bringing Carlos back?
Yes. But then you have to think, well, why would you do that? And if it's to instill some sort of wisdom, you know, can he be a leader to some of these young guys? Can he rebuild his value? And can the Brewers show that, yes, during this rebuild, there'll be a reclamation place for veterans to come and try, and people will like coming to Milwaukee. Maybe it would encourage more guys to sign, because I know he's a free agent at the end of the season, but it might encourage more guys to sign here next year and rebuild their craft and be some trade value for the Brewers. But if you look at the reasons pro and con, there really would be no point to bring him back.
I don't think he's a cancer by any means.
In my opinion.
In your well,
just kidding.
Obviously, one of the guys who uses that phrase was on our on the radio yesterday with me on the roundtable, Joe, and I beg to differ with him. I said, no,
he
Joe
wants Gogo back.
Well, no, he mentioned that he thought Carlos was somewhat of a cancer when he was here, and he wasn't. I think Carlos can be a leader. I think he is, especially among the Latin players. He is. I really think so. And the young guys could look up to him. He's 30 years old. The younger guys on this team. I think
I've heard a lot of this cancer split the clubhouse stuff that I can't verify.
I don't see it. I'm out there a lot.
So where's that coming from?
I don't know where it's coming from. Now, I don't know if it's getting confused with some of the, you know, the errors he's made as far as base running errors. All right, he's made some bad decisions. You know, yeah, he's a guy who flew by the seat of his pants, but I think he's a pretty good leader. I think he is. I think the guys liked him in that clubhouse. I think they generally did. Yeah. But does this team need a guy like Carlos Gomez? If you're going to bring him in and be a leader, 30-year-old outfielder, I think every rebuilding team needs a guy like that on a team. You need a... You can't have all young guys. You got to have a couple of veterans on the team.
Well, if I
to
if
show them on and off the field how you act as a professional.
If you're going to bring Carlos Gomez back, it would be the role of Kirk Nieuwenhuis.
Yes.
A 210 hitter.
Yes.
It would be
Aaron
to
Hill.
Fill that role.
Aaron Hill was that.
But I'll give you four reasons why not to bring him back, and there's one at every level.
Okay.
Brewers, Keon Broxton, Sky Sox, Lewis Brinson, Biloxi, Brett Phillips, Brevard County, Corey Ray.
Yeah.
These are the center fielders of the future. That is the pipeline. Don't bring in Carlos Gomez to stunt.
No.
If it's just to stunt what you might have in Keon Broxton.
September is right around the corner, unfortunately. Okay, September is right around the corner. You're going to be calling up some of these guys. They're going to be taking the spots in center field. All right? That's what's going to happen. I want to see some of these young guys come up here and play. Carlos Gomez, at this point, doesn't do me any good. Now, if he had injuries early in the year and he was DFA'd, and you needed a guy who, a veteran out there who could, you know, do a few things for you, then okay. But not this late in the season. Carlos will be best served if he goes to a team that's in the wild card or divisional playoff chase. Him coming to the Brewers doesn't do anybody any good.
That's not even mentioning Tyrone Taylor, Michael Reed, some of these other guys in the system.
I wonder if we're going to see Michael Reed. I've heard a lot about him. We just don't see him.
I've heard a lot about Kyle Wren.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about a lot of these guys. The Brewers suddenly have a very, very loaded center field.
I was on Team Gogo. I was on Team Gogo when he was here. I loved him. I liked him as a player. Okay. I really did. But not now.
The sell ticket argument...
Ah,
I heard an argument, don't trade Lucroy
sell tickets.
Who is buying a ticket? Who is going to think about, what should I do tonight? Should I buy a Brewers ticket? Yeah. No. Actually, Carlos Gomez is there? Yes.
I'm going. Yes.
That doesn't occur.
You know what? The Brewers did this. Ironically, the Brewers did this 30 years ago with a guy named Gorman Thomas. They traded him to Cleveland in 83. and you know he was in Seattle. I think he got DFA'd by Seattle, and the Brewers picked him up.
Yeah,
they were a 90 loss team. They picked him up in 1986 because they thought they could sell a couple of tickets. An aging Gorman Thomas to finish out his career here in Milwaukee. Now, Gomez has got some better years left than Gorman did, but come on.
I mean, this isn't like Antonio Freeman coming back to the Packers because they're so thin at receiver.
Yeah, that was desperation.
This isn't the Brewers bringing back Chris Capuano to fill a roster spot 10 years after he was here.
No, the Brewers are not in desperation mode right now.
And I don't think they care if the crowd is as empty as it was last night.
Well, I think they do care about that. But you're right about Gogo. He's not going to sell any more tickets.
I think the answer is an overwhelming no.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no. It'd be. I mean, time a former player gets cut, mm-hmm. you'd love the reunion, but you have to look at why would you do it, and I can't come up with a good reason.
Okay. Along the same lines as bringing back a veteran, and obviously Ray is in a different stratosphere as far as his place in the NBA. Do you think Ray Allen, bringing him back to the Bucks, would sell any more tickets? Because Ray's got his fans out there still.
Yeah, Ray Allen's that okay, maybe.
Do you think Ray, people would say, well, I want to see Ray jack up a couple of threes?
I think there would be at least a handful of people that buy a ticket specifically to see Ray. Basketball's a little different.
It is a little different, yeah. Maybe you might get that for Ray, but you're not going to get it for Gogo in baseball.
Where are you on the Ray Allen stance? Do you want him back?
Yeah, well, I think he'd – well, see, for Gogo, you bring him in because, you know, he's Gogo and it's familiarity there. With Ray, I still think – I think these guys need a shooter still. And Ray, even though he's been out, I still think he's probably got the touch. And Ray can add some outside scoring to these guys.
Yeah, but Ray
– off the bench. A little thunder off the bench from Ray Allen.
The rap on Ray is he wants to come back to distance himself from Steph Curry's three-point record.
Great.
Well, I don't want to just come back and chuck threes.
Well, what do you want Ray to do?
But I don't want him to take stupid threes.
Well, Ray, come on. No, he's not. But if you get Ray Allen back on this team, you got him for one purpose. You got it for one person, the stand outside the arc and jack in some threes.
I just don't like
nobody does it better than him.
That the Bucks seemingly are in on everybody. If they got Ray, fine. Mm-hmm. I would lean in the there's no need for him camp. That'd be a luxury move.
Okay.
I don't think again, the Bucks, they have a potion. They're creating a potion. Don't tamper with the ingredients of this potion.
Okay.
Kyle tweets in and says Trent Clark also in Appleton. Not to forget him for outfielders.
He's in Appleton. He's at single A.
Well, so is Corey Ray.
Yeah,
he's in Brevard County.
I don't think Corey Ray's coming up either.
No, but I'm talking about that pipeline. There's no need.
No, I mean for September.
I'm
thinking of September right now.
Oh, September you bring up.
Because Gogo's only on. This contract is done at the end of the year.
Yeah, we don't need Gomez.
No.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. If Carlos Gomez wants to be in Milwaukee and work in Milwaukee that bad, he can come back and sign up with the boys at Young Express. Young Express, JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Carlos Gomez, just like you, has the chance to become a successful transporter in expediting critical and time-sensitive freight. Gogo's fast. This may be good for him. Now, you make good money while you do this when you sign up with Young Express. You're unhappy with your job. You're unhappy with your career. You want to change. Young Express is going to train you to become your own boss. You're an entrepreneur. You decide your own hours, which in turn decides your own paycheck. People have worked hard. They've done this. They've made very good money doing it. It's very rewarding when you put your stamp on something when you're your own boss and you see your paychecks and you're happy about the work that you do. A lot of you guys may be in a job where the only satisfaction you get at work is that Friday where you see your paycheck in your bank, that 3 minutes of euphoria, and then it goes away. Be happy, be proud of the work that you do throughout your entire job, and you can do that at Young Express. You'll be able to drive but still come back home, sleep in your own bed every night, and again, they're going to train you every step of the way. Find out more. Don't wait. Check out youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. That's Young Express. Your success drives them. And he's a really nice dude, Adam Deputy. AdamDeputy.com. It is your three trends. Let's start with the Brewers. Tim Allen wraps up a Brewers victory against the former Milwaukee, now Atlanta Braves.
All right, boys, good morning. A Brewers victory yesterday to put the Brewers within reach of a split if they can get the victory in game four of this four-game set. Chase Anderson's outing will start on the mound, 5 1/3, 6 hits, a couple of runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. He went further than his customary 5 innings of work. The bullpen picks it up from there. Blaine Boyer, 2/3 scoreless. It was then Torres, a scoreless rack. Corey Knebel gave up the second of 2 Freddie Freeman home runs in that 8th inning. And then it was Thornburg to close it out. Offensively, a 4-run third. That's really what it took for the crew. Ryan Braun, an RBI base hit, and Chris Carter, the big blast, a 3-run bomb, his 26th on the season. Brewers through 112 games here in 2016 have a mark of 50-62, and they'll go back at it tonight, I should say this afternoon, in game four, this four-game set. After the last pitch, make the switch. Join Sparky and me from the State Fair this afternoon, hopefully talking about a Brewers victory on the Fan Baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Guys, enjoy your Thursday.
Timmy sounds like he's coming down with something.
Does he? How's that?
Sounds a little sick there.
He's been hosting the On Deck show the last couple of nights, and he had me on yesterday. He sounded fine.
He sounded a little sick there.
Yeah.
I woke up from a nap yesterday, and you know when you have a headache? I felt I could feel the line between my nose and my brain, and I thought I was going to be sick today. I seem fine now. When you're sick, when you lose your voice, you can't just kind of show up to work.
No,
in this profession.
That happened to me last year.
Yeah.
And they just, I mean, I couldn't talk in the air.
You get on the air.
Hey, everybody, it's Chuck and Wayne Clark.
And Tom said, our boss, Coach Parker, told me to take the next day off. He said that, God, he just wants you to rest your voice. And I told him, I am going to a Rick Springfield concert tomorrow night. So it's not gonna
I remember
be,
that.
It's not like I'm going to be home on the couch. I'm still feeling good, but my voice wasn't good. I just let him know that if you see pictures of Shannon and I at Rick Springfield, in Bowler, of all places.
You're kind of like the Cal Ripken of the station, except for Fridays and except for the summertime.
Well, I mean, I've taken vacation time. That's why.
Yeah.
But, you know, why do I want to miss any time? You know, this is a fun job. Take some pride in your work. That's what I always say, Wink.
I'm How with you.
Take some pride in your work.
I'm with you. Brewers.
If you have a job, no, seriously, if you have a job where you got to make up sickness and all that.
Hold on, let me dim this down. Preach it to me.
All right, if you have a job, this goes for anybody out there. If you have a job that you have to make up that you're sick or you don't feel like going into work or this or that, and you're not, then you don't have the right job.
True.
But if you have a job where you don't have to make up, you hate going, missing work because you're sick.
Yeah.
That's the kind of job you want to get into. That's what this job is all about.
I just talked about Young Express. Yeah. It sounds like you're doing the same thing.
Well, you do. You have to be in a job that you like. I mean, this goes for everything. You gotta have a job that when you get up in the morning, and we get up at a horrible hour, okay?
Horrible. I was up in the threes today.
Yeah, it was 4 for me.
Yeah.
4 a.m., 4:01 actually. But
just
you got
skirting by.
You really have to. Yeah, I was just...
The difference between getting up at 3:59 and 4:01 is huge.
Well, it is. It's psychological.
I know.
It is. If you know what, I used to set my alarm on my digital clock. I used to intentionally send it like 5 minutes fast, so I wouldn't have to get up at 3:50. It would be 3:55 or 4 o'clock. Just psychological.
Life advice from Chuck Freeman.
Yes. See, get into a job you like.
We're more than just sports.
Yeah. But
we're going to offer life advice.
You hear people, I'm making up an excuse because I don't want to go to work today. You're probably not working in the right spot.
Well done. That was profound.
It is. It's true.
And that's why I enjoy doing
the show. That's why I never miss a day. I try to never miss a day.
Moving on to the Olympics.
Let's have vacation.
98-88, the final between the United States men's basketball team and Australia. The Aussies were up 5 at halftime, but Carmelo Anthony led the way with 31 points and 8 rebounds in a tough test from the Aussies.
We knew it was a big game, man. We knew the type of situation we was coming into. A tough physical game, grind out game. The Aussies hung in there tight. They played a great game. They played, I think, one of their best games so far of the tournament.
Now, you asked me this on Five for Freeman.
I did.
On Five for Freeman, you know, how many times out of 10 times you thought United States would beat Australia or Australia could beat the USA? Do you think the Aussies could all beat us in basketball in any one of the 10 meetings?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you agree with me.
If it was a best of seven.
Yeah. Okay, now best of seven.
I'm going to go down to best of seven.
Okay.
I think Australia could go 4-2. I think it would look a lot like...
No, I think they could get one.
I think it would look a lot like the Cavs-Warriors series of 2 years ago with Dellavedova.
I would think it'd be like a 1-8 seed in the NBA where, you know, the 8th seed gets their ass kicked in the first two games of the series, and they go to game 3 back at, like, Arco Arena in Sacramento, and that 8th seed steals one. Somebody has a great game. DeMarco Cousins plays great, and, you know, they win a game, but then the next two nights, you know, you get a little hope, you cut the series to 2-1, then the next two games you lose handily, and reality sets in. Same with the Aussies. I think they would steal one of the four or five games.
I kind of got a Bucks-Warriors vibe before the game when the Bucks snapped the 24-game streak. Mm-hmm. I kind of got that Bucks vibe from Australia and a Warriors vibe from Team USA.
Well,
on the right night, they can catch them.
Well, here's what it is. With the Aussies yesterday, that was it. That was their gold medal game right there. They felt if they could beat, you know, Bogut and Patty Mills and Dellavedova, that was, if they could win that game, that would be bragging rights that would last for 4 years.
You know who loves the Olympics is Patty Mills, because when he's with the Spurs, mm-hmm. he takes four shots a
yes.
game. When he's with Australia, he was 11 for 22.
Patty Mills is jacking shots up all over the gym.
He and Carmelo and Jelly. Yeah. If these guys could play in the Olympics instead of the NBA, they'd be a lot happier.
Oh, they would, yeah. Carmelo, he's just a different player. But I'm telling you, they better not let their guard down. What do they got next?
USA, they play Friday. I don't know who they have next. I'd have to look.
Okay.
Actually, let me do this trick. Oh, USA next has... I can't find it quick enough. I don't know, Chuck. I don't know. They play tomorrow.
I know somebody like that. Yeah.
You know what? It's on my phone. It's in my phone calendar. I'll look right now.
Your phone calendar? You got all the Olympics on their phone calendar?
I put the USA men's basketball games in here.
You did? Okay.
On my calendar.
I just have the local teams in mine.
Serbia, 5 o'clock.
Serbia?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a win.
Yep.
Easily.
Serbia, 5 o'clock. But that's
if they got to play the Aussies in the championship game?
Which they might.
The gold medal game?
They might.
Don't let your guard down.
That's your three trends brought to you by Adam Deputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or your last, contact Adam Deputy, a name you can trust, online at adamdeputy.com. GSF Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Coming up, Chuck Freeman gives me advice on how to eat food. First, Mike Clemens from Green Bay.
Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by McCormick Law Office. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers have today off from the practice field before hosting the Cleveland Browns 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. A lawsuit is expected to be filed regarding the canceled Hall of Fame game. It's the same attorney who sued and won for Packer fans that had tickets for an overbooked section of seating at Super Bowl 45 down in Dallas. Ted Thompson asked about his reaction when he saw that paint mess on the field in Canton Sunday afternoon.
Well, I thought it was EH, but, you know, none of us are experts and none of us know exactly what it means. You know, it's just, I don't know how this came to be. But it was a yikes kind of thing.
Packers offensive line coach James Campen says even though the game was canceled, sitting in the audience next to Aaron Rodgers and hearing Brett Favre's induction speech the night before was worth the trip.
I think the fact that whenever you have somebody that comes in that has just the arm talent, I mean he would, the balls would just go whistling by your head. I mean, at tremendous speed. We didn't see that before, you know. And you got to remember, though, I mean, Don Majkowski was a dang good quarterback in his own right.
Campen was Brett Favre's center the day the streak began back in 1992.
You know, the thing about Brett that always stood out the most in me, and that was after probably two or three starts, was the fact that he was really a linebacker playing quarterback. And I've said that before. from the standpoint that, you know, he would take off and do some stuff back there. I mean, pocket, where was the pocket? Hell, I don't know. You know, you had to chase him and chase your guy all over the place, but he was tough. And he displayed toughness from the very first day. I mean, he didn't let things bother you. You know, when he'd go and pull the ball down or run or something, I mean, he took some brutal hits. Some by us as linemen, but sometimes by his own accord. But he got up. He got up every single time. And so toughness was one of the things that was early on to be seen from him.
That's Packers offensive line coach James Campen in Green Bay. Mike Clemens, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bar Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Jeff Orlowski helping us run the ship today. Brought in some bagels to start. I got so hungry. I ate a bagel. I got hungry. I never want to say the word starving. I don't know that pain. But I wanted food, and I ate another bagel, Jeff, that you brought in, which is bad because I'm in a cream puff eating contest in an hour at the state fair.
Here's the key is, when you ever have kids, okay, never use starving in your house because I, like my five-year-old, we were at a, I think we were at McDonald's, and I'm ordering food, and he was like 3 years old at the time, and he goes, Dada, I'm starving.
Yeah, I'll never say that.
And he says starving, and I'm like, you do get food at home.
You don't know the word starving.
I told the lady behind the counter, I said, no, he does get fed at home. He's not starving. He is hungry, but he's not starving.
In the last hour, I have discovered there's a trophy for the winner of this cream puff eating contest.
Okay.
Again, I eat it with my hands behind my back, face first into the cream puff. Jeff, Chuck, advice for me? What do you got, Jeff?
To eat a cream puff?
Yeah.
Well, you told me you're going to mail it in. And you're not going to try.
Now there's a trophy, so now I want to play.
Okay, but if you lose, how are you going to be? You're going to break the trophy over the guy's head?
I'll be a good sport.
You will. You got to.
I'll be a good sport.
Now, this is the first public appearance you're kind of making for us in a contest, it is.
In a contest.
In a contest.
So how do I eat the cream puff?
Well, you can't use your hands. You have nothing to do, but you have no alternative, really, than to put your face right down there and go...
Any better advice than the motorboat, the cream puff?
Yes.
Just dive right in, man, and enjoy it, brother.
That's what you gotta do.
Can I hear that one more time, please?
It's a cream puff you're eating.
What are you visualizing when you're making that noise?
A cream puff.
Thanks to Ben Wergel.
And that's how the show ends for today.
For Jeff, for Chuck, I'm Bart. Bill Michaels is next.
That's a
live
cream
at the
puff.
Fair.
That's a cream puff.
My love cream puff.
That's Bart doing that.
Talk to you tomorrow at 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.